Victorian farmers are reeling after a federal government decision to reject a request for industry assistance from the food processing giant SPC Ardmona. Thousands of jobs are on the line in the Goulburn Valley now that the Shepparton plant will miss out on $25 million of investment. Victorian Premier Dennis Napthine has just met with the bosses at SPC Ardmona and he says all is not lost. Rachel Brown reports.
The community of Shepparton in Victoria's north faces an anxious wait. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has ruled SPC's parent company, Coca-Cola Amatil, can restructure its operations without federal help. This means a matching state government offer of $25 million is also off the table. Local fruit grower Gary Godwill says half the region's fruit growers will go out of business in an economy without SPC.
Look, Coca-Cola Amatil is a huge company. The way I see it is they've got a rotting arm. They're just going to cut it off and say, we don't need that. We can make profits by just beverage that we put in cans. Why are we persevering with something that's going down the gurgler?
The fruit processing company directly employs about 700 people, but thousands more in flow-on industries stand to be affected. The city's unemployment rate of 8.5% could jump to 12%. The Victorian Premier, Dennis Napthine, is in Shepparton for crisis talks. He says he hasn't given up on the plant and the state government will be holding further meetings with SPC Ardmona and its parent company.
To look at what opportunities there may be, to examine Plan B, to deliver those economies of scale, those efficiencies, those productivity savings, to provide ongoing, viable food production here in the Goulburn Valley.
The Premier was pressed on why Victoria couldn't hand over the entire $50 million.
Nobody from SPC Ardmona or Coca-Cola Amatil has asked the state government for $50 million. Nobody. So let's have our discussions with them.
The Deputy Premier, Peter Ryan, adds a task force has been established to assess the company's options.
The $5 million is there as an initial amount of money to look at the implementation of the recommendations which the local task force is making to us as a state coalition government. Those ideas reflect what they see as being the future structure for the economy of that great region of the state of Victoria.
Coca-Cola Amatil had pledged to spend an extra $150 million on top of the $50 million it had hoped for from the federal and Victorian governments. But federal ministers questioned why Coca-Cola Amatil deserved help, given its half-yearly profit of over $200 million. However, Shepparton's Mayor Jennifer Houlihan says SPC Ardmona has lost millions on its cannery.
Had they been mercenary, they would have cut us loose years ago. But they hung in here, hoping that the Australian dollar would go down, the export business would increase again, that the flood of imports would be stopped by the government. Some protection there, the government did not come to the party on that.
But not everyone thinks Shepparton's economy will rot without SPC. David McKenzie is the chair of the Committee for Greater Shepparton.
Shepparton's future will lie in actually getting the best out of its soils here and the best out of its modernised irrigation system. And vegetables in particular. There are growers down in the south of the state, particularly around Werribee and Bacchus Marsh, that are facing severe challenge from an urban encroachment. The natural advantages we have here for the production of food are really quite unique.
Meanwhile, the community will anxiously await SPC's review ahead of Coca-Cola Amatil's board meeting on February the 18th.
Rachel Brown reporting.